The Princeton Tigers visited the Columbia Lions this afternoon in New York City. The Tigers came into this game boasting of a very gaudy 14-1 record, 2-0 in Ivy League play, and they sit at number 23 in the current RPI rankings, while achieving an NET ranking of 31. The Lions got off to a great start this season, winning 9 of their 13 out-of-conference games. They have dropped their first two in Ivy League play, however. Columbia gave the Tigers a real scare this afternoon, but in the end, Princeton prevailed 70-62. Princeton's great start is reflected in both their offensive and defensive statistics. On offense, their two-point shooting percentage of 59.6 ranks number 8 nationally. The Tigers make 10.9 threes per game, which is 7th in the nation. Henderson values taking care of the ball as much as anything. He is thrilled that his club ranks 12th in the assist turnover ratio and 6th in turnover percentage. From the free throw line, the club is number 4 in the nation with a make percentage of 79.8. On defense, the Tigers give up a stingy 63.3 points per game, currently number 17 in the league. Xavion Lee is 2nd nationally behind Purdue's 7-footer Zach Edey, among players used in at least 28% of possessions. He's got an offensive rating of 126.8. In the first half, the Tigers got off to a good start, always a must on the road. After 3 minutes, the visitors led 10-5. After 10 minutes, the margin was 7 at 18-11. Holding the home team to just 11 in the first 10 minutes was excellent. Columbia would get rolling, however. The Lions got a spark when their leading scorer, Rubio De La Rosa, was able to come off the bench to score 8 points in the final 7 minutes. Princeton had a very un-Tiger-like first half in holding onto the ball. 8 turnovers was an ugly start in the first 20 minutes. Columbia made a real game of it, trailing by only 5 at intermission, 37-32. Henderson's team had balanced scoring in the first period. Blake Peters made 3 threes for 9 points. He was joined by Caden Pierce and Xavion Lee at 8, while Matt Alaco canned 7. Columbia jumped on Rubio De La Rosa's back in the first 7 minutes of the second period. His 7 points enabled the Lions to draw even at 44 apiece, with about 13 minutes remaining. A Peters 3 started a mini run for the Tigers over a 4-minute stretch to give the visitors what appeared to be a commanding 8-point lead. The margin at that point was 55-47. The Lions refused to yield ground, however, as they pulled within 4 at 64-60 with about 3.5 minutes remaining. They would get no closer as the Tigers finished the game on a 6-2 spurt. Caden Pierce had 2 huge rebounds off Lion misses under 2 minutes. Matt Alaco benefited from a Tiger clear out, giving him a chance to get to the basket, putting the game effectively out of reach at the 54-second mark. The Tigers had multiple heroes in this one. Caden Pierce once again registered a double-double, leading the team in scoring with 21 points and in rebounds with 11. Blake Peters canned 15, all coming on his 5 three-pointers. Xavion Lee had another good outing with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and a game-high 5 assists. Matt Alaco added 11 points for the winners. Henderson is relieved to survive a typically tough Ivy League road game. He faces another very difficult road contest next Saturday against the Big Red of Cornell in Ithaca. Cornell survived today at Brown, 84-83, to remain unbeaten in Ivy play. For Ivy Hoops Online, once again, this is George Clark saying thanks for listening.